Have you ever noticed? Some people seem to be on another planet. Have you wondered if they're even in the same universe? Consider this. You're sat around a table with a group of people. Who is there around the table you can't see? Who is it around the table each of the others cannot see? Assuming you're not sharing a table with the invisible man, the one you can't see is yourself. Indeed, you only ever see yourself as a reflection in a mirror or in a photo or video. You and I cannot see ourselves. Sure, we can see bits of ourselves, but not our body as a whole. Here's the thing. You and I inhabit different universes, alternate universes running in parallel, where we each live in our own personal take on the universe as a whole. Sorry, sci-fi writers, there is only one universe, but everyone has a different view of it. The universe is infinite. The only option for the type of parallel universe I've written about is an alternate and duplicate infinity. Mind you, I suppose everything is possible. So far, so good, but it gets a little more complex. You see, many people in their personal alternate universe have split it up into what I'll describe as a personal multiverse. Are you inhabiting a multiverse? In my experience of nearly 8 decades, I've encountered only a few people who live in a single core universe, and they're often near one end or other of what some might call a quality of life spectrum, focusing on just one existence. Most of the global population seem to embrace between 2 and 4 parallel existences going on, their multiverse. It's down to the way people organize their lives. It's been shown through personality tests and such like, we have different approaches to different life situations and tend to like to keep them separate. A common example is the dilemma of work-life balance, usually caused by people who at work seem to have one persona and at home have another completely different. Two universes with a clear boundary between them, although this is often challenged by one side or the other. A third universe may be introduced through aligning with a particular religion which requires full attention to the exclusion of other matters on a specific day of the week. This may also be the case through having an enthusiasm for a hobby, pastime, or sport, with any of these things taking precedence over the other universes when the focus moves in their direction. A fourth personal universe lurks in the background and can cause significant impact on the others if not properly integrated. This is the universe of self. This is really the first, as it is, and always has been, there. Those who found the ability, naturally or through life change, to bring the whole of life into the universe of self are the ones who have cracked it, the ones who've broken the code and realize we aren't fragmented in a way our consciousness likes to organize things. These are the winners of the multiverse game. Sadly, so long as people continue to compartmentalize the alternate universes in their life, keeping multiple existences separate, they'll miss out on the fulfillment and peace which comes from living life as a whole. The answer to achieve this escape from the multiverse is to develop an understanding of how you see your personal freedom as an expression of the idea of one life, one universe, your universe. This is where the Freedom Academy comes in.